most diabolical haters this side of the Mississippi. I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you. And I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
Oh, do you want some wine?
talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. God damn it.
Shut up!
So, this episode's gonna be pretty short because Ben made plans and apparently it's earlier than he thought, and so we don't have that much time to talk. So it's gonna be a quick one. Which is not that hard because I don't have too much to say about this.
My house is just so big, it's so hard to move around.
What were you saying?
I'm saying that this is going to be a short episode because...
No. Not why. Why did you say it? You're such an asshole. It was a lie, whatever he said. It's because I'm getting my prolapsed anus put back in. All right.
I told you, you can't just put anything in there.
You didn't pour me any?
No, I didn't.
That's so rude. Didn't fucking cheers me. No. You took your first glass. Jesus Christ. Raised by fucking animals. All right. Wow.
So.
What a good and professional start to an episode that was. As usual.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about first?
I mean, there's only, well, Rue, but...
I mean, yeah, but like...
It was pretty disappointing. I mean, there were some highlights of the episode for sure.
Are you talking about All-Stars?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I forgot about Espana.
You forgot about Espana.
Well, it seems like it was so far away.
I guess.
But, yeah, let's talk about Espana. Well... She won.
She won.
Of course.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
Hello.
I got a little scared at the end.
Me too. I got scared, but I was scared that I was second guessing myself because at the beginning of the episode, she was getting this like, ooh, I don't know if she can do it. Edit, like, she doesn't really know English that well, so lip syncing in English is hard. And they were showing her fucking up, and I was like, okay, this is clearly shady editing to make it look like she's struggling right before they
come. Like anybody can win.
Exactly, because it's so obvious that Carmen's gonna win.
I know.
And even the other girls know that she's gonna win. Like,
yeah.
They're like, yeah, it'd be fun. It'd be cool if I won. Yeah, sure. And yeah, it'd be good, I guess.
Yes, if Carmen died.
Yeah, if Carmen dropped dead, it'd be cool if I could win, sure.
They had me a bit at first with her lip syncing because she doesn't speak English and her lip syncing was not that great.
Mm-mm.
And
it was not.
And so I was like, oh, shit. But then I catched down to the editing when they were talking about how she's just... it's hard to tell who she is, you know.
She's cold. I was like no.
She did everything for everybody.
She did everything for everyone.
She's the nicest.
Mom, yeah, she's the nicest. So I'm like, okay, they're just trying to say anything that'll, like any
no
bad
fucking
critique.
Way that's true.
Because there's no bad critique for her, so they had to make something up.
So they were talking
about
they
fabricate
talking
something.
About that shit, like how she was cold.
This is just an edit, yeah. And then that fucking final lip sync. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god, Carmen Farrella just sent me.
Yeah, she was great.
As soon as she opened her mouth, I like gay gasped.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so good.
Yeah. I like how early in the episode she's like, lip sync, what's that?
What? I don't know, I've never had to. I love her.
Yeah.
My one issue is like I love the whole lip sync, but that final wig she was wearing,
so bad.
Girl, you're always so beautiful, and I get the like wet hair is like a sexy look in photo shoots.
Yeah,
it is. Like Brooklyn Heights does it. Scarlett Bobo did it a couple of times, and it looks hot.
Yeah, in a photo
like,
shoot.
In a
yeah.
photo shoot. Note.
Not in a lip sync.
Not in a lip sync. And like, sure, if you're like. I mean, it could have been hot if there was more hair.
Yeah,
it was really, and it didn't look wet. It looked greasy.
Yeah,
and thin.
Yeah, Yeah, it just didn't look good.
And her first wig was so gorgeous, and her entire look
she didn't have to take it off.
No, she had already won. Yeah, she had already won the lip sync.
She already had one reveal with her dress.
Exactly. I appreciate a wig reveal, and it was done well, but it was unfortunate that her forever crowning image will be a crown being put on top of that disgusting wig.
It's bad, and she had to hold it.
And hold it, because her greasy, slippery, nothing hair wasn't enough to hold it. Yeah. Those crowns are made big enough to put on top of wigs, not on top of human heads.
Yeah.
So whenever you see a queen wearing, if they don't have a wig on it, they can put it, cover their entire head and put it on their shoulders. But the right,
what great a queen won, yeah.
What a fucking winner.
She's great.
Yeah. If she ever gets on an all-winner season, fucking watch out anyone else.
Yeah, she only speaks Spanish.
True, yeah. Actually, I didn't know until this last episode that her English wasn't that good. That's too bad, because she's one of the most talented drag queens we've ever seen.
Yeah, she's great. I don't have much else to say. Everything went according to plan. Whatever we put out there worked.
She looked beautiful. The lip sync was amazing.
Yeah, it was great.
The other two did great as well. Yeah. They were great runners up.
Yeah, they were doing so well that it had me second guessing at the end.
Totally. Totally. If it wasn't Carmen, who would you have given it to? Based on the season and the finale.
Killer.
Yeah, really?
So.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I like Sagittaria better, but I think I think I would have given the win to Killer.
Yeah,
she has more of a winner's arc.
Yeah,
than Sagittaria.
It's such a low. I don't want to be disrespectful, but the bar was not that high. After Killer, Dovima was better, I thought. But Carmen was so high, and then the rest were just fighting for
a far second place. Yeah. Fighting for a far second place. Absolutely.
Carmen was overlapping them.
Absolutely, she was. Yeah. But what I really liked is all the, I don't think any of the other queens were bitter about it. They all kind of recognized it, and they were I don't think anyone ever came out and said it, but it just seemed like their attitude was very, none of us are going to beat Carmen Farala.
Yeah. You just, at that point, you just go as far as you can.
And it's about... And just look good. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it's great.
Which is most of what they're doing on,
yeah,
on the show in the first place.
Yeah.
More than half of them, I'm sure, go on not expecting to win.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh my god. Fucking ice cream truck is passing by my house.
Dude, my 2-year-old is the worst, man. He hears that shit. I hear it before him. I'm like, music. We're listening to music really loud today. It's fun.
Do you like RuPaul?
And then, after a song finishes to another song for that split second, he's like, God damn it.
I love it. I think it was the same driver as the last time. There's a really hot driver that's our age.
He's eating banana splits in front of him.
Totally. Oh. You like that?
So that's all I gotta say about this pine. All Stars, sad to see Akiria go.
Yeah.
Happy to see Monique win.
Happy to see Sonique win. Happy to fucking see her lip sync, because that was ridiculous.
Here's my question. So you're Manila, right?
Yeah.
you get the phone call, and they're like, we want you to be a lip sync assassin. First off, you're like, me? Okay. And then
yeah, she's like, not a great lip sync.
Yeah, I'm okay, but
yeah, okay, sure, yeah.
I'm not doing that stage jump to split
like Laganja did, or any tricks, really.
Anything. I'm just gonna give you a good mouth.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay. Do they know? Are they like, we're gonna give you a Christina Aguilera?
I've thought about this, and I would like to think that the lip sync assassins know ahead of time and get to prepare. Otherwise, they don't really get. And I would like that advantage. I think the lip sync assassins should have an advantage. You get to know it before. You get to prepare an act to it. Then the queens find out, the night before.
Yeah, exactly.
And they have to come up with something that's going to beat a queen who is more prepared.
Yeah.
That's what it should be.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it actually is.
Because, if you're Minnelli, oh, that song? Yeah. What else do you got? I'm not going to do,
Dirty Christina Aguilera. I mean, she would against Ginger Minj.
Yeah. Right. Ginger. Yeah.
No one was going to beat Sonique at Dirty by Christina Aguilera, though. She's a hot, trashy, southern blonde girl that can gymnastics the house down.
Yeah.
And tape some nips down real good, too.
Real good. She's did that back handspring. I'm like, oh my god, there's
we're about to see some nips.
Yeah. No.
No. But healthy jiggles, though.
Yeah.
Some almost moments.
Yeah.
Fuck, that was a good lip sync.
Yeah, she's great.
What I loved most is on her season, in season two, I think it was, I think it was season two. Anyways, she lip synced to Two of Hearts, I think, against Morgan McMichaels.
One of my favorite songs.
Yeah, I know. Of Hearts. You picture slamming him into the van from Hot Rod.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. anyways. So she just basically just did gymnastics the whole way through. Yeah. And it was it just wasn't. It was impressive, cool, you can do gymnastics, but it doesn't fit the song, and now you're just showing off your gymnastics skills. You're not doing a lip sync. So I really liked how in this one she incorporated her sick gymnastic moves with drag. Mm-hmm. And it was a full on lip sync, and she put in her crazy gymnastic skills inappropriately, and it was impactful.
Yeah.
So it was super sweet to see her grow like that as a performer.
Yeah.
From the last time we've seen her on TV.
And her tricks were original. Not a lot of them do it. It was good. It was controlled. It was clean.
Mm-hmm.
She looked great. It
was fucking sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She nailed it. I don't think I looked at Manila once.
No.
Manila's. And I
had to. I had to think. I had to think hard about who it was before you said it. I was like, oh yeah, Manila.
But again, you think, you'd get a queen that Dirty, there's so many other girls that could have done that song, as lip sync assassins and done well. There should be a disadvantage to the person going up against the lip sync.
Trinity.
Yeah.
Trinity Taylor. Yeah. Trinity the Tuck could have done a good lip sync to that. And she's a good lip syncer.
Juicebox.
Okay, we've seen Juicebox do Dirty by Christina Aguilera live. And I'm telling you right now, it would have been a battle. I mean, Sonique still would have slayed. But Juicebox
was good.
Was fucking good.
Yeah, it was good.
She didn't do the same gymnastics as Sonique did, but fuck. Everything else was amazing.
She's good.
So, I'm just obsessed with Juicebox. Juicebox, I love you.
Because I like when they don't win for a while and this money accumulates.
But then it all went to Ginger Minj.
I know, that's annoying.
And it should have gone to Sonique because Ginger Minj's lip sync was not a $30,000.
If they would do this, really pick queens that are really Ginger would have never won. Who did she lip sync against?
Mayhem Miller, and she did win.
Mayhem didn't do that good.
No, Mayhem Miller's not a great lip syncer.
Yeah,
she's
that's
not.
What I mean, get people that are good and good at that good song.
Well, you can't have fucking Brooklyn Heights one episode and then Mayhem Miller another.
It should be you lip syncing against Brooklyn every week.
Every week?
That should be the fucking lip sync. You can beat her, you win the money.
If you can beat Brooklyn Heights, you deserve a crown. If you can't, then every season she's going to get a crown until someone can beat her.
Or there should be three lip sync assassins for the season, and they pick between each other what songs that they're going to do that they think they do best.
Yeah,
That should be it. And then they also get money if they win.
Yeah.
Fucking
give all your money to Brooklyn
that's
Heights.
A game within a game. Pay more drag queens.
Totally love that.
Hey, yeah,
oh my god.
Yes, it's just they just started so strong with the assassins.
Mm-hmm.
There was some fucking heavy hitters at the start.
Yeah,
and now I'm like, Manila, who's next?
Mayhem Miller, Manila, my way.
Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, there were some fucking good ones. Jessica Wilde, Laganja, Brooklyn. Who was the first week again? Oh, Coco Montrese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways.
Sad to see Akira go. Loved the runway. Yeah. Honestly, everyone looked good. I really liked the runway.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Fucking Sonique. Kylie, sorry, I'm so used to calling her Sonique. Yeah. It's Kylie. God damn it. Yeah. God damn it, she's good.
I always laugh at those because they get to bring their suitcases full of stuff, right? And then this one's just like, this is this week's outfit, and it's just like this little dainty little thing that takes up this much room.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I gotta say. I'm curious to see when this Game Within a Game thing's gonna play out.
Yeah, I just assume it's like every other season where the queens are gonna come back and there's gonna be some sort of contest to see who comes back.
Like throw the ball and they fall into the ice water.
What? I'm
trying to think of challenges they can do.
Anyways. That made no sense.
Anyways, I'll edit it out.
Okay, so. Good.
So, do you have anything else to say about it?
No.
I can't think of much.
Everyone looked really good.
Yeah.
Sunny, Kylie looked amazing. Everyone
did what I expected everyone to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't really like Eureka. I didn't really like Ginger.
The acting challenge. Yeah, the acting challenge was shit. I don't like the acting challenges. It's just like them standing in a line in some cheap set and like, here is my line. Here is my line.
Yeah.
I've got a line. It's just stupid.
I know. It's like, and it's not even produced that well to make it.
No, it's produced horribly. And the writing is bad. So they're like, these moments, these comedic moments that Michelle and Carson and Ross, whoever's directing that given episode, is talking about, like, there are these moments that are really yours to make it your own, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's just not funny, these moments that are written.
I know.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's poorly written. I know. I've had issues with that before, too.
If you're doing comedy challenges, do improv or do, like, whatever to see how good they actually are.
Yeah.
How funny they actually are at performing.
Hire comedians
to write
scripts.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, if it's just, like, who's writing these
scripts? Who's RuPaul writing these scripts? Yeah, I just love it. And, like, no one, everyone is too scared to say their shit, so they just roll with it.
It's like, funny, right, Michelle?
Right, Michelle?
Yes, sir. Okay, so.
You done with Drag Race?
Yeah. And I thought I should tell you this before we talk about the book.
Oh, a disclaimer.
I wanna, from now on, I'm splitting the book part, and it's gonna be its own thing.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, like, do we have two shows now? Are we branching out?
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. Okay. We're gonna double our audience to four.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Beginning of a new episode, folks.
Well, we need to find. We'll still end these ones with a song, so.
Okay.
Song.
Well, all I can think of is Modern Talking.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you want to do Witch Queen of El Dorado?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You're welcome, everybody.
You're welcome. Well, Modern Talking is my favorite music right now.
Okay.